this meeting, being here. That is living for eternal things, unseen things, spiritual things, and not fleshly things. My first scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I start at verse 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Our light affliction, our troubles, our distresses, our discouragements, our sufferings, our troubles, it's just for a moment. Just for a little while. But what it's doing, it is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of eternal glory. You know, we need to keep our mind on things that are eternal. These earthly things, houses, cars, suppers and dinners and breakfasts. Those things are just temporal. They're just for a little while. They're all going to pass away. But the things of eternal value and eternal worth, prayer, the Word of God, the Gospel, the Holy Spirit inspiration, the Holy Spirit comfort, guidance, instruction, revelations, the Holy Spirit comfort, peace, and strength to go on. Those eternal things, I would that I could encourage our young people to seek for those eternal things. Oh, yes, you could be all taken up with sports and fun and girls and boys and all these things, these fleshly things, but it's all going to perish. It's all going to pass away. But if you'll be diligent to pray and watch your life, watch your attitudes and watch your thoughts and your desires and words you speak. Because we are dealing for eternal things. Jesus said in one place, he says, every idle word that a man speaks, he'll give an account in the day of judgment. We've got to be careful how we talk, how we act, how we have desires, because we are going to leave this world one of these days. We are going to eternal things, whether it's good or bad. We're all of us eternal beings. You'll never pass away. You'll be in heaven or you'll be in hell. Oh, Lord, help us. For which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things that which are seen. We're not looking at those things. Oh, we have to have them. Sure, you have about have to have a car anymore to go in. But those things are going to pass away. Have to have a house. Have to have furniture. Have to have a refrigerator and a washer and a dryer. And but those things can go bad on us. Just before we left to come down here, our washer ran a bad deal, wouldn't wring the clothes out of water. We had to go to the neighborhood washer dryer place to take care of our clothes. But that's the way this old earthly realm is. It's just all kinds of things can happen to it and it just goes bad. And it's just temporal. These old bodies are just temporal. Blood. Breathing. Getting the air. Eating and chewing and spitting and all these things. You're just a temporal substance. We need to live for things that are eternal. The Word of God. That's why we should pray and read the Bible. You know, when I got saved 58 years ago, I was 18 at that time. I wasn't quite 18, I was just the before. But the Lord dealt with me and I began to seek for Him. I'd pray, I quit. I had a worldly girlfriend she was beautiful and I quit her. I let her know I couldn't go with her no more. That was hard. But I was after spiritual, eternal things. I remember I had that desire. And I'm thankful that the Lord saved me. He changed my life. And He began to fill me with spiritual things. I got a Bible. I bought me a Bible. I didn't have a Bible. I bought me one and I started reading it. And I was praying it. Praying to the Lord. And I gave up. I was wanting to be a draftsman. That was what I loved. I had drafting in high school. I wanted to be a draftsman. I gave that up. My father was so upset with me for giving that up. He wanted me to get a job and make big money because he didn't seem like make very much money and he wanted me to make a lot of money. Ha! Oh. I lost interest in that kind of stuff.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
But you know, the Lord has taken care of us and helped us. He'll take care of our needs. He'll take care of your physical, earthly, material needs if you'll put your spiritual things first. He'll take care of them. Jesus taught that. Don't live for these old physical, earthly things. Money. It's the awfulest thing. People get their minds and their affections on wealth and money, and it's all going to perish. Oh, you have to have some money. Sure, the Lord knows you have to have some money. But don't put your heart on it. Don't let your affection be on it. While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are unseen, not seen, are eternal. We've got to keep our minds on things that are eternal. The Word of God, prayer, praising the Lord, being thankful, offering praise and honor and worship to God, being kind and merciful and loving and gentle and patient with people, with other people, spending time in prayer and calling upon the name of the Lord. You know what I found out? As we apply ourselves, then the Holy Spirit applies Himself to us. I tell you what is the sweetest, most wonderful, enjoyable thing that I have in life. I have a lovely wife. We have a happy home. We've been married 54 years. She's wonderful. I appreciate her. She's the second in line of things that I enjoy mostly. But the thing I enjoy and am so thrilled mostly is when the Holy Spirit blesses my inner man, inspires me, comforts me, blesses me, opens up the scriptures to me. That's the most wonderful thing in my life. And sometimes it comes in such a sweet way, it just overwhelms you. The Holy Scriptures. This scripture right here I'm just reading. The Lord just recently has opened that up to me. It's more real to live for eternal things than for these old fleshly things. Money. Bank accounts. All these things are just all going to perish. Our poor country is just all dashed with love of money and the leaders. It's it, money, money, money. It's a God that people worship. But I thank the Lord it's not my God. My God is an unseen, eternal, immortal, everlasting, heavenly Father. His Holy Spirit just lives within me, guides me, comforts me, directs me, reproves me. I've had the Holy Spirit reprove me different times. You didn't say that right. You haven't been doing that right. Yes, Lord. Lord, help me. Forgive me. Things that are seen are temporal. Things that are unseen are eternal. Now let's go into the next chapter. This is a wonderful chapter. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, the earthly house of this tabernacle or this tent, your body is like in this scripture, you're living in a tent. How would you like to live in a literal tent? Would you like to do that? And some people do. That's what your body is. It's just a tent. And it is, we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle or this tent were dissolved, we have a building. Now this word building, it doesn't mean a literal building like this. But it means an eternal, immortal body. That's what he's talking about. It's eternal. It's not just temporal. We have a building of God that God is going to give you. You ever stop to think about, wonder what it's going to be like to be in an immortal body? I've been thinking a lot about it lately, and I come to the place, well, you don't know. You just have to commit that to the Lord. You don't really know what it's going to be like. But I know we won't. There won't be a blood body. I don't believe we'll have organs. I don't believe that. It's going to be something far better than that. There won't be any blood. It won't be a blood body. I don't believe it'll be anything like this body. But it'll be the reality and the spiritual. You will be a spiritual person and you will know, you will be aware, and it will be with millions and millions and millions of people that have down through the years been faithful to the Lord. You know that if our earthly house and this tabernacle were to be dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Can you take in that, what he's saying here? Do you want that? Would you like to have that someday? An eternal body? For in this we groan. In this tabernacle we groan. We have troubles. We have pains. We have things go wrong. It's just an old earthly tent. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our whole house, which is from heaven. We're just living from day to day. I thank the Lord. I passed the 76th birthday this year. But my body is going down. It's deteriorating. My limbs, my legs is just, I just can't hardly be on them very much. My eyes are dimmed. My hearing is, I can hear, but I can't distinguish sounds too good. It's all going down. If so be, for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Think about it. I want to be, Lord, help me. It's my prayer daily. Lord, help me to be counted worthy to attain to the resurrection of the dead. Help me to be counted worthy to be changed from this mortal to immortality. When it comes to the time when Jesus appears, as in 1 Corinthians 15, it speaks about it. Oh, that's a wonderful chapter. You'll be changed from this old mortal to immortality. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, just like that, you'll be changed. May the Lord help us to be counted worthy of that. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. That means if you be clothed with immortality, then what will you have? You won't have anything but damnation. A being, we don't know just what that's going to be, and I don't want to know. But dear ones, it pays for us to live and be counted worthy to have that immortal body. Oh, that's going to be wonderful. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. This is what we're living for. Not that we just want to die, but we want to be changed to immortality, an immortal body. I don't know just all about it, but I believe it will be wonderful. There'll be no pain. There'll be no trouble. You will be conscious. You will be with millions and millions of people that have been faithful and true to the Lord. It'll be worth everything that you ever have to suffer. It will be worth it all. Lord, help us today. He that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who hath also given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. You know, it's a wonderful thing to have the Holy Spirit living within you, speaking to you, comforting to you, lifting you up, enlightening your mind, helping you, guiding you. I know there's different times we've been in puzzling situations, and the Lord will speak to us and give us the answer, show us exactly what to do. It's wonderful to be led by the Spirit of God. Sometimes things get on our mind, we bother about it, we think, finally the Lord just speaks and says, commit it to me, I'll take care of it. Just live one day at a time. Don't worry about tomorrow. I'll take care of it. I'll be with you. Isn't that wonderful to have the Holy Spirit guiding, comforting, enlightening you? Scriptures that we just kind of wonder about, and the Lord to just open it up and help you to see what it is. That's wonderful. Young people, this is what you need in your life. Seek for it with all your heart. Give up the world. Give up your old ways. Live for Jesus, but pray daily for His Holy Spirit to guide you, inspire you, strengthen you, live within you. It's the best thing you could ever have. There's a scripture in 2 Corinthians that says, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. And you know what I believe that unspeakable gift is? The Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. That's the best thing. That's the sweetest. Can you imagine anything any better than the Spirit that comes from Almighty God through Christ to come down and fill your heart and soul? There's nothing better than that. I remember after I got saved in 1956, and I wanted to go to Monarch Springs that year for sure. And so I did. I went with Monarch Springs, 1956, and one evening in the evening service, I went to the altar. I wanted to be filled with the Spirit of God. Brother Fred Pruitt, some of you might remember him. He was the one that ran the Faith Publishing House. He was a minister. He was a godly. He's one of my treasured memories. He came and he prayed with me. I did my very best to try to get a hold of it and try to consecrate. I just did my very best, but finally I just kind of took it by faith, and I thought, well, he was praying, he was encouraging me. So I just took it by faith. I said, well, I believe I'll just count it so. But I wasn't satisfied. I went on, though I didn't give up the Lord. I went on from Monarch. That year at Monarch, a bunch of us folks, just about everybody there got sick. How many of you remember Monarch 1956 when people got the typhoid and several died? That was 1956. Well, I got whatever. I don't think it was typhoid, but I got an awful sickness. I came home from Monarch to Guthrie. We lived here at Guthrie, out northeast of town. And I came home and I was sick, and the brethren came out one day and prayed for me, and the Lord healed me and brought me out. And I went back to meeting, and we had a wonderful time. And then I went into the fall season. And I was still holding on to the Lord. I'd go to the chapel. I'd got a job driving a school bus. And during between the school bus runs, I'd go to the chapel a lot of times and pray. I was praying the Lord to help me. I wanted to have His Holy Spirit, but I was very careful. I was staying saved. I was doing my best. Time went on, and we got down to the assembly meeting, 1956. And I went to that meeting, and I was so happy and glad to be in that meeting. And on Sunday night, Brother Murphy Allen, how many of you remember that dear brother? Brother Murphy Allen got up to preach the message. His message was from Hosea 10 and 12. It's about to seek the Lord till He come and reigns righteousness. That was His message. You've got to seek the Lord until He comes and reigns righteousness upon you. And I'll tell you, that man was so anointed with power. Oh, my, I was sitting there. Oh, my, it was really working on me. I went over there to Jeremiah. And about how we need to seek the Lord. And oh, just different scriptures. And oh, it was just coming down. And I told myself, I said, when He gets through, I'm going to that altar and I ain't getting up until I have that Holy Spirit in my heart. And so after a while He says, well, let's have a song. I'd just like to see this altar get filled, He said. And so, I happened to have been leading the songs, and so we sang that song, 390 something, I can't remember. Anyway, I started the song, and then after we got the song started, I headed for the altar. I tell you, I got down to that altar, and I didn't care who heard me. I prayed, I wept, I called on the Lord, and my pastor, Brother O.C. Porter, he come up and was down, bowing there with me, praying with me, and Brother Sam Barton, he was kind of standing up there holding his head, hand down on me, and Brother Murphy Allen, he was amening with me. I didn't care who heard me. I prayed. I wept. I called on the Lord. I begged the Lord to fill me with His Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you, dear ones, all of a sudden, all of a sudden, it just seemed like it just come down and woo! I come up off that altar. I don't think I hit anybody, but I come up so fast. Oh, I was rejoicing and praising the Lord. The Holy Spirit had come in my heart and soul. 2 weeks from that night, I started my ministry. 2 weeks. Dear ones, I want to encourage you. Seek for the Holy Spirit guidance, inspiration. Don't just say, well, I think I've got it. I'm going to be all right. No, you get down and you pray some more. And even if you have the Holy Spirit, don't just be satisfied, but just keep on seeking for deeper depths and higher heights and more understanding and more and fresh inspiration. I tell you, that's wonderful when you can just pray until the Holy Spirit just like He just renews you. It's the most wonderful thing you can ever have in this life. I'm telling you, I've had lots of nice things along life's journey, but the Holy Spirit living within me is the most wonderful treasure that I have. The Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Eternal things. That which is seen is temporal, but that which is unseen is eternal. That's what you want to seek after. Open up your heart. Get your Bible. Learn those scriptures. Learn or get them in your mind and pray, and it just open up. I've noticed different times in messages that I've heard of my dear brethren through the years. It just seemed like as they preach, the Holy Spirit just opens it up to my own heart and mind and just blesses in a special way. I want to encourage all of us to be earnestly seeking for eternal things, eternal values, and not so much, we have to have these old earthly things. You have to have a car. You see, Mike, I don't know, you could get by without one. But the Lord's been good to us. He's provided us with good cars. I've got a car now. It's got about over 198,000 miles on it. We've had it for 8 years. It's been the best car we've ever had. It's still going like everything. That the Lord will bless you, your natural thing. But set your heart on things eternal. That's what you want to do. Well, I could read a lot more scriptures, but I'm going to let that be. I don't want to encourage you. Seek the Lord for the unseen eternal things. And may the Lord bless you is our prayer.